Good morning, everyone. I want to welcome back Yosef Weisberg. Mazel tov on the baby. Okay, we're holding now the Chaf Aleph, Amud Aleph, 21a, the second wide line. So the Chayiv al Reish, we said in the Mishnah, what did we say in the Mishnah? We said the Chayiv al Reish, your Chayiv on the one stone who shaves the corner of their head. So what's the call, the corner of your head? Your head has corners? What's the corner of your head? So comes and where it explains, your head doesn't really have corners. What does it mean exactly? Machzi Rav Sheshes showed, he showed them where the spot was. Bein Pirkei Dereisha, between the parts of the head. So what did Rav Sheshes? Rav Sheshes came to Shir and he said, where's the Peis HaRash? He showed them over here, between the two parts of the head, where the two pieces connect, the head to the face connect. Over here, this is going to be the Pa'at, the corners of the, that's considered, that's what's called the corner of the, that's called the corner of the head.
How do you say that word?
Machvi.
Machvi.
Machvi. It's showed. Oh, let's see the next Gemara. Va'ala zaken shtayim mikan mikan. Shtayim mikan. Va'ach zomata, what did the Mishnah say? The Mishnah said, on the corners of the beard, so there's two from here on this side, two from there, and one lower down. So where are these five spots? So Machli Rav Sheshes showed, Bein Pirkei Dedikna, between the parts of his on his beard. So now let's see the response. And now the Gemara is very not clear exactly where these spots are. That's why it's such a big machlokes rishayim. It tells us what he do. He showed them on the place of his head. Rav Sheshes showed them on the place of his beard. For us, it's still hard to understand where exactly where these spots are. Where they didn't say. So let's see what the Rivan says where these spots are. Let's read Rivan Bepirka Dereshot. So they're 20 lines down from the narrow lines. Bepirka Dikna. Bepirka Dereshot, sorry. First, Bepirka Dereshot. Makam Aprakam, the place of the parts, Shabbos Chabrim, that they come together. Sham over there. Pirkei Atzom is over there, comes together the parts of the bone. This is on the sides in front of the ear. This is more like what we call more like by the temples. Parak is a yunter, in French is a yunter. So this spot over here, this is where he showed them, this is where the peis harosh are, that you're not allowed to shave them off, and you get malchus if you do. Then we said,
what's the tzadim? Like on the sides?
It really means the front of the ears. In English, maybe you probably say more like the temples. It means this spot over here in front of the ears. That's what they say.
That's what it means?
This is the part that I was talking about. These are the sta'av, it's the side. In English, they're saying temple. I don't know. It's more like over here. It's not the mamsh, the temple. I don't know. This is still called your temple?
Yeah. It just means the side.
Really, it's comes the word tat. That's what they say. It's the side, which means the side of it. But it's okay. Sit'a, over here, that everybody likes to say, means the temple. Okay. Yes, this is still considered part on the temple.
Yunter is a joint.
What?
Yunter.
Oh, yunter is a joint. Right, but it's funny. He really means like by the spot. But basically, where it changes over here. Right.
Can you do the Rashi over again, please?
Yes, we're going to do this Rashi over again.
With the headline.
Bei Pirka, right? Which pays like the house of the which means the place of the Pirka, the ratio of the head, of the parts of the head. Meaning what? What does it mean by the parts of the head? Meaning where's the Pasa Rashi? In the place where there's parts to the head. And where is there's parts? What do you mean there's parts to it? Means the two parts joined
like
together.
Joint,
what?
Joint, right?
It literally means parts. That's what we're saying here. That's what Rashi is trying to explain. Okay. Rashi is trying to explain. They say the yunter is more like a joint. That's what Rashi explained. Pirka is literally from the word like perik, the parts. Like the parts, which you don't really have, I don't know, joints. You don't really have joints in your, right, I'm saying you don't really have joints in your, no, you have joints?
It's the joint. It's called joint. The jawbone connects to the skull.
Fine, so it's
right,
joint.
It's right here. Yeah, I mean, you can feel it.
Okay, it's called the joint. It's fine, so we learn new things.
The skull also has many different bones that fuse together. It's also like parts.
So you're calling them like parts and joints.
Fine. Places joint. Of connection.
Series
joint.
Analogy person, yeah.
Joint. Different joint. Fine. Right. Oh, so it's good. So let's read again this Rivan. Malkum, the place, haprakum of the, let's say everybody's hanging here, the parts of the joints, shemeschabrim sham, that they join together, like chabr is like chavr, shemeschabrim sham over there, that they come together over there, pirkei ha'atzam is the parts of the joints of the bones. Vahainu, and this is, bitstayim on the side, which they say means in front of the ear. Perek is a yunter, which everybody's saying here means a joint, a part. It's the joint. So that is where the corners of the head is. Then we said Pirka the Dikner. Shesha showed everybody the house, the place of the parts of the beard. Everyone's there. I don't know if it makes sense. They the joints of the beard. I don't know what it's called. Joints over there. Find the part, the way the part, the different parts are going to end. Perek Rishon Shalzakin, the first part of the beard. Hainu, this is Tachas Ha'ezen, under the ear. Makam, the place. Shelechi Hatachten, that the lower cheekbone. Yaitza Misham, goes out from there. The Sham over there, Nikra Peya, is called a corner. Bechudai, in the sharp part, Shelechi, of the cheekbone. Shebalet, which goes out, which jots out, Lachutz. Meaning over here. This spot over here, right? Which means, this is what he called the Lechi, this is the cheekbone. And this, he calls the Lechi Atachta. The part that goes from here to here, he calls this the Lechi Atachta, the lower Lechi, the lower cheekbone. I don't know, in English it has different names. No, in English you would call this...
The whole thing is the jawbone.
You would call it the whole jawbone. He's saying like the Lechi. So here he's saying, he's calling this part, the Lechi HaElyon, and this part, the Lechi Atachta. He said the part that joins them together, the higher Lechi and the lower Lechi, which is in the corner where it comes out, this is the first spot of your pain. Which means you have two spots, one on each side. So here and here are going to be this place. That's what he explains. It's going to be the first, the corners of your beard. So let's just read this again. Bepirka de dikna, perik rishon shalzak, in the first part of your beard. Hainu, this is tachas ha'ozen, under the ear. Makam, the place. Shelechi hatachta, that the lower lechi, the lower, let's say cheekbone, jawbone, yotze misham, comes out from there. The sham over there, nikra pei, it's called a corner. Bechuda, in the sharp part, shalechi of the lechi, shabai lachuch, which sticks out, like jots outwards. So far, that's going to be two spots, one on each side. So here's one, and here's one. That's two. That's shtayim mikan. Now, where's the next shtayim mikan? We said there's another two spots. Ushtei hashibaylos shebesanter, and the two shibaylos, which are on the chin, which is makam chibur, the place where it connects shnei halachayim, where the two cheekbones connect all the way on the bottom, yesh etzem katan, there's a small bone, shemechaber halachayim, that join the cheekbones, yachar, to one, together, shemikan umikan, from here and from here, nikra peh, it's called a peh, shekol echad mehen, that each one of them, l'saif halachi, are the end of the cheekbone. Hare, behold, now we have shtayim mikan, two from here. Shtayim mikan? Why, what's this? He's saying at the end of the cheekbone, the end over here, it'd be frightened, almost by the end of your chin, which you call the shibaylus, where he said this middle piece of the shibaylus. So right on the side of there, if you go down onto your chin, the end of it, they're going to connect, and there's another small bone right there. So where they end, that's the next spot. So again, we say shtayim mikan, two over here. Shtayim mikan, right over here. That's the second two.
Didn't we already talk about this?
No, the Rivan on the Mishnah gave us an introduction to this Gemara. The Rivan just helped us so we're not lost in the Mishnah. It was the Mishnah, it was the Rivan on the Mishnah just explaining to us what's coming. Okay. But the Gemara itself didn't speak about it. All the Rishonim spoke about it then. So now we're in the Gemara now where it actually brings it down. So we're saying two over here, and then two over here, right at the corners of the cheekbone, where the cheekbone ends. Then one is going to be right in the middle of where that little bone is. In the middle, that's going to be the next one. That's going to be where one is. That's going to be the fifth. So we say two from here, two from here, then one in the middle. So that's the way the Rivan is. The big machlok is Rishayin and Rashi. Shavu is a huge machlok. This is the way the Rivan is learned. That the places, the spots of the paste are here, and then one in the middle. Now just to remember, the Rivan of the Mishnah spoke out that this one doesn't just, not just on the corner. He spoke out, it's this whole bone until this spot. The Mishnah of the Rivan spoke out that this corner, right, it wasn't just this piece. On the Mishnah, he said it's this whole thing. From here until here is this corner. That's in the Mishnah, he said. If you look back.
I thought that was the after Rosh.
No, in the Rivan of the Mishnah, if you look back in the Mishnah, on the Afchapa and Aleph. I just looked back, he says, in Pa'as HaZakin, if you go to six lines from the bottom of the Rivan, six lines up from the bottom of the page, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, he says over there, if you go to, even from the middle of the line, so the Shum over there in Nikra is called the Peah, Bechuda shalechi, in the sharpness of the lechi, shebolot lachutz, which sticks out, shesham, Maschelas Hazaker. From there is where he's calling the bear start. Here's the Chol Mashal Amayla. And all that is what is higher, Ad Hatzidah, until the temples, Bechlal Pes Harashi.
Yeah, that's what I said.
So he's saying this is Pes Harashi. From here till here. And then this is Pes Hazaker. Okay, good. So which means Pes Harashi goes from here. From where does it start from? Starts from the Perek. But it's interesting because we usually hold Malachim. We hold the way we hold. It's interesting. We hold Pes Hazaker until that spot. Right? We hold, that's what we hold, halacha, like the Rishonim says, until there. The Rivan's learning, it starts there, and then it goes all the way down until here. Right. So if you guys see guys with like long boots.
It's good if he has long chops.
Yeah, if you have long, then you hold like the Rivan.
Right.
Then I want to shave it down.
No, he holds like Elvis, he said.
Right, but really, he holds like the Rivan.
He holds like the Rivan.
Right, he holds like the Rivan. That's the chat. He's machmir like the Rivan. He went all the way down until here. But we don't hold like that. When I'm out, he didn't know halacha. He just like, but halacha, we don't hold like this. The Rivan. Oh, so you're right. So this is gonna be first. But the Pes Hazaken is 1, 2, 1 and 2, 3 and 4, the end of the bone, and then one's gonna be in the middle. That's what we're gonna read in the Rivan now. That the last one is gonna be in the middle. So you're right. These are gonna be the Pes Hazaken. So again, let's go back into the Rivan over here. So we're in the middle of the road. Said Harei Shtai Mikan. You have two over here, right? One on each side of the face. Ushtai Mikan. The achas one milamata lower down, which is going to be in the middle of the chain, like right on that foot. Who has say, or this is the here, shebein beis hashibaylus, between the two shibaylus, shebesanter, upergub natsa
shibaylus.
The santer is the chin. The santer is the chin. Even in mind of the Hebrew, right? The santer is, right, that's what everybody says, the center is the center of your chin is, so the center of your face, fine, so that's the santer, right? So that's going to be, that's going to be the fifth. That's going to be the fifth spot according to the Rivan. That's the five spots that the Gemara is talking about. Now, it could be Rabbi Akiva also wants to say that the Shibaylus goes this whole thing, because the Shibaylus Hazaken really is this whole piece, the middle piece over here, right? This middle piece.
It's part of the.
It could be. I don't know. You could find it. I don't know the Rivan. You could look into it more, because then and when it comes out, this is all called the Shibaylus Hazaken for this whole middle piece down to the bottom. It's all the Shibaylus. So,
where does it start?
The middle spot from, so I'm not sure, that's what I'm saying. Everybody could look into it more. It's sounding from the Rabban, it's just the middle, but it could be, and the picture they bring here is just the middle spot, but it could, I'm not sure if it also means this whole thing. I don't know. Maybe you'll understand the Rabban different, but it means for sure the middle, it could mean also this whole thing, I don't know. Look into it. Fine, so that's the five spots according to the Rabban. Fine, very good, so that's going to be the five spots. And these are the five spots that Rav Sheish showed everyone where the five spots are. Is it the right to shave them off with a razor? And if someone shaves any of these spots, the mice you get mocked. So we said again, these days we don't shave any of the spots, because since the machalik is Rishayin and where all the spots are, it's very complicated. You don't get involved in shaving with razors altogether, because you get it. Is it the right stuff? So some people shave under the chin. People do it because they want to clean themselves, but sure, don't get near here. There is a sheet that holds a spot. One of the spots are right here in the middle, so it's not worth it to get involved there either. The sheet that holds is right here. So therefore, don't stay away from a razor. Some people shave the razor, clean it a little bit, but it's not worth it to shave the razor.
But later on, they're not, at least in English, they're saying that you can use scissors.
Sure, use scissors, not the scissors. Use talk about a razor. Refer to a razor, but not say you can't shave it down. If you want to shave also, if you hold, you could use a shaver. There was my shell, the trim shavers you could use, but I'm saying razor. Talk about specifically a razor.
Or a file, or a plane.
There's no feelings about the mustache.
So our pains, this machalik is showing, our sheets is also going to be bottom spots in the mustache. Now, that's why we stay away from razors. Fine, let's see the next Gemara. Rabbi Eliezer, I'm an imnatlan mechulu, etc. What do we say back in our Mishnah, Daf Chaf Amud Aleph? What do Rabbi Eliezer say? If you take off all the pays in one shot, let's say the guy takes a razor, one time he goes all around. He takes the razor and goes one time, in one shot. He does everything. Tanakami held Yichai for each one. It's five Yisur the Raisa. Rabbi Eliezer said one Yisur. Why? You just did five Yisurim. You know why he says no? Because some Rabbi Eliezer holds Chad Lavu. It's all one lav. It's not like the Torah gave you a different lav. According to Tanakama, the Torah gave you a lav. Don't shave with the razor over here. And don't shave over here. And not over here, and not over here. It's not over here. It says if the Torah gives five different lavin.
That's in the Mishnah?
What's in the Mishnah? We had a machlekes in the Mishnah between Tanakama and Rabbi Eliezer. Yes, Tanakama held that you chayiv five times. Which means you're right. Rebbe is really right. Our Mishnah never spoke out clearly the sheet of the Tanakhama, but from Rebbe Eliezer's arguments, you understand that the Tanakhama argues. Because the Tanakhama says if you chayiv any, you shave any of these five spots, you're chayiv. Because Rebbe Eliezer says, if you do it in one shot, you're chayiv only one. So we understand from there that he's arguing on the Tanakhama. We understand from there Tanakhama would hold your chayiv five times. So really, Rebbe Eliezer is right. The Mishnah doesn't. It's implied. It doesn't. I mean, because the Mishnah really says, if you do any of these five spots, you're chayiv. Now, so the Mishnah, okay, so it's implied, and if you only do one of them, or all of them, it's implied that you'd be chayiv for each one. You're right.
But was it also tied if you, if the Tanakhama said if you move both cases to two and then Rebbe Eliezer is one at the same time, so that would you also learn out the five and one to the cases of two and one?
Could be, since we also spoke about the two pays at one time, you could understand it from there. It could be, but in the beard itself, you're right, didn't speak it out. Just from Rebbe's argument, you understand that Tanakhama held otherwise. Rebbe's saying, if you do it all at once, it's one. So we understand from there, that if you do it at one, that Rebbe says one time, when it's Tanakhama held, obviously,
more than one.
Each one is its own Issa Deraisa. That's the thing Gemara is saying now.
He's still doing the whole thing all at once.
He's doing it all at once.
But he's doing five.
So even though he did five spots, he only got one Isser. According to the Tanakhama, the Torah says, it's as if the Torah says, don't shave with the razor over here, and a separate Isser, don't shave over here, and over here, and over here. So it says, if it's said it five times almost, don't shave with the razor. So if you do, what happens if you do five different Isserim at one time? You get five Malkus. Well, the Isser says, no, it's all one Isser. It's five different ways to do the same thing. So therefore, even if you do them all at once, you'll get Chad Lav, you'll only get one Lav. Fine. Now let's go. We go one further in the Mishnah. We said ve'enu chayiv asher leinu besar. What did the Tanakhama hold in our Mishnah? Right. We could flip back to the Mishnah. Whoever wants a chafam and aleph. What the final line of the Mishnah say over there? Ve'enu chayiv asher leinu besar. You're not chayiv malchus. You're not chayiv isa deraisa and get malchus. Until you actually take it off with a razor. Rebbe Eliezer Eimer, no. Afilu laktu b'malaket, if you maybe take it with like a berhitni, a tweezers, or a plane, still you're chai, you're still chai. So, of course, the Tanakhama holds you're only chai if you do it with a razor, he's more lenient. Rebbe Eliezer is strict, he says, even if you pluck out with tweezers these spots, you're also chai, it's also chai for Isser Deraisa, it's also you'll get malchus. Let's see the Gemara now. What's this machlokes based on? The letter says the only chayiv is the Issa Deraisa. And the letter says no, even if you pluck it out with tweezers, you're also chayiv. Tanu Rabbanan. Let's see back in the Gemara Chafal Amid Aleph. Tanu Rabbanan. Upa'az zakanam lo yigalechu. The pasuk says, Upa'az zakanam lo yigalechu. Who is that pasuk talking about? Kahanim. By the Kahanim it says, we really had this Gemara on Chaf Amin Aleph,
right.
That the Fazek said, on Chaf Amin Aleph, we said, one daf ago, we brought down that Pasuk on the side of the Gemara, the fancy word having this side over there, Pa'as Zakarim Laikalechu. So we have one Pasuk by the Kahanim, right? So if you just read that Pasuk, Yachal, I would think, Afilu Gal Chubim Esparam, even if you, so to speak, shave it off with scissors. You'll be chayv Isser Deraisa. If you cut it off with scissors, these spots of pay, you're chayv Isser Deraisa. Talmud Loimar Loisashchis. The pasuk teaches me by the pasuk which is by Yisrael that their Isser is only don't destroy. You have to actually destroy the hairs to get this Isser. E Loisashchis. If you're reading the pasuk, just don't destroy. Yachal, I would think Imlakta Bemalakat for a hitni. If you shave it with a tweezers or a plane, yei chayiv, then you'll be chayiv. Tamolam elay galechu. The other pasuk tells me it's only an issue if you're shaving it the derech, the way you're supposed, the derech that you usually shave it. Haketzat. So have it. How do you fulfill both psukim? You want me to do it? I have to do it in the derech that people usually do it, because it said elay galechu, which means don't shave it in a normal way people would shave it off. The other end, you also told me don't destroy. So you need two conditions to get the Isser Deraisa.
What's the normal way of shaving?
With a blade.
So the Gemara is going to understand that specifically with a blade, and not, you don't go sit there with tweezers pulling out each ear. Let's just try to finish the Gemara. How is this? How do you have a case? How do you that you're fulfilling both conditions? That has to be that it's the derech to do it, because it says Lo yigaleichu, don't shave, which is the normal way, and also that you're destroying. How do you make it considered giluach, which considered taking shaving in the normal way? That you're also destroying the hairs. Have I would say zesar. This is going to be with a razor. So God, what happened over here? We have a pasuk by the kahanim. Don't shave. Right. Which would extend it to mean don't shave in the normal way. That's what Rabban says. That means don't shave in a way that's normal. So don't shave the spots and face where it's normal. This is said by a custom. Comes a pasuk by a Yisrael, right? And it says what it said over there, loy sashmish, don't destroy. Now, Rabban's going to tell us that how do we link Yikayim and Yisrael together? Because the Gemara Kedushin makes the Xerushova of Pe'ah. It says Pa'as by a Kayin. It says the word Pa'as by a Yisrael. It says Pa'as. So this links them together. That's one thing. So we're saying here, first of all, you need one to have, has to be normal. And the second thing is you have to destroy it. So how do you have that? How do you fulfill what conditions? You have to take a razor and destroy it, because it's normal to share with the razor. Well, let's say you take scissors.
No.
It's not destroying.
It's not destroying.
Yeah. So you take scissors, it's not destroying. If you take tweezers,
it's not normal.
Yeah. So therefore, you're only chayin on the razor because it has both. It's normal and it's destroying.
And that supports the Tanakama.
That is the Pshat of the Tanakama. That's the basis for the Tanakama. Right? Once we know you link chayin to Yisrael with this, therefore you need two conditions. Very clear. So therefore, the only time you chayv is with a razor, because it's normal and you're destroying. Good. If it's just razor, just scissors, it's normal. It's not destroying. And just tweezers, it's only destroying, and it's not normal. You don't sit there plucking out each ear, one here, one at a time. At least according to the Tanakama, that's not called normal. Well, that doesn't hold it is normal. But Tanakama, at least, that's not called normal. Very good.
When we see the yechol, can we usually assume that that means we're going to suggest something and we're going to knock it off? I might think that.
Correct. Usually when it says yachol, it's like, I would think this, but you're wrong. And then Gemara is going to refute you. You're right. Get ready for the Gemara to knock it out. Correct. So let's see this Gemara inside again. Tana Rabbana. Upa'az lekanem lo yigaleichu. The pasuk says, Vayakayin, upa'az lekanem lo yigaleichu. Yachasa, I would think, all it says is don't shave, which it means in the normal way, don't shave your peis. Yachal, I would think, I feel a galcha mismarayim. Even if you do it with scissors, still that's normal. Yehi chayiv. Tamalai relays tashchas, because the pasuk it says, don't destroy. So you also have to destroy it. Yilay tashchas, if you're just going to focus on the fact that the main problem is destroying, Yachasa, I would think, imlakta b'malakat for hitni, if you pick it with tweezer than a plane, yei chay, you'll be chayiv. Tamalami laik aleichu, comes to laik aleichu, and teaches me, no, it also has to be normal. So, okay, then how is this case? What's the scenario that it's normal to do it this way? And it's going to destroy. It has to be a giluach, sheyesh bahas chasa. So we're saying, okay, so what's the case? Giluach, sheyesh bahas chasa, shaving that's also as destroying. Have I would say, zesar, there's only a razor, therefore, the Tanakhama tells me the only time in Chayiv is the rights of a shaving the pace. Pasazaka, Pasa Rosh is only with a razor. Good, so that's going to explain to us the Tanakhama. Let's see, Rivan. Slow it down on the page. Upa'az zakana amlai galechu. Kava kehanim ksif. This pasuk is written by kehanim. Kama. Velay sashchis es pa'az zakanecha. Bisrael ksif. The pasuk of Lisashas, don't destroy the corners of your beard, is by a Yisrael. And we learn that we already linked them in Xer Shava. Mehai the Peya Peya. For Xer Shava of Peya Peya. Vahaki Amrina, this is what we said, Behedi explicitly, the Parakama, the Kedushin. Gzeir Shava Tepeya Peya. Lahav Yudas. The Gemara says that the Gzeir Shava Peya Peya is coming for this halacha, the Tani Leiga Lechu, Vachulu, etc. Meaning, it's not saying I'm not making up my own Gzeir Shava. I'm not just like making addition to that Gzeir Shava. This was the whole purpose of that Gzeir Shava over there. This way, this mom took the Gzeir Shava that we linked. For this halacha is why we made the Gzeir Shava. I mean, the Rivan's explaining, it's not that it was a Gzeir Shava for something else that I'm comparing it. This is where the Gzeir Shava was set. To compare Kayan Israel, that has to be, you need two conditions. It has to be normal, and you also have to shave it, you also have to destroy. He said, Tam Allah Relay Sashkas. We said, well, I would think, if you take with a scissors, you're Chayiv. We said, Tam Allah Relay Sashkas. Umisparayim and scissors. Not destroy. Don't destroy it when you cut it with scissors. You're not cutting the hair bitzad ikr, like on the side of the root, kesar, like a razor. So you're not cutting it from the root. So therefore, it's not a problem of destroying. So which means that now you explain what is the derech legalach by? It's a derech to shave with it. Umashan also destroys. Behind usar, this is going to be a razor. But tweezers, mashkes, it destroys. It's not the derech to shave. Umis barayim, and scissors, megalchin. It's the derech to shave with it. Take your haircut with it. Famous reason it doesn't destroy. So that's how the Tana Kama understands. You have to have, only time you chayv the rice is with a razor. It's good. Fine. Now comes the hard part. Now comes Rabbi Eliezer. What's Shrad Rabbi Eliezer? What's Shrad Rabbi Eliezer?
Rabbi
Eliezer holds that what?
If you have each one, now Rabbi Eliezer says if you shave the whole thing, you're only
chayv
once.
Oh, so only chayv once. Oh. But now he brought another Rabbi Eliezer. So Andrew Mr. brought another Rabbi Eliezer. That's the last time Mr. brought a new Rabbi Eliezer. First Rabbi Eliezer said you chayv only once. Because the new Rabbi Eliezer says, I hold you chayv even if you do. Malachas were hitting me. Even if you do with these things, the last line Mishnah said, Rabbi Eliezer says, right, look at the last line of Mishnah. It says, "In a chayiv asher tadu b'tayi, only chayiv the razor." Rabbi Eliezer says, "Afilu lakta b'malachas were hitting me chayiv." Even if you use the other, the tweezers, these things, you're still going to be chayiv.
Right.
So now the problem is, where do you get that from?
He's going against the Tanakhama.
Yeah, but in the pesukim that doesn't make sense. Good, he's going against the Tanakhama. But
from the
So you're saying, he's learning, the main thing is Lestashchus. So, Kanfala Barachon says, all he cares about is don't destroy. So with the tweezers you're destroying, anyway, he's focusing on Lestashchus. With the tweezers you're destroying, then that's the Isser.
We have to fit him in.
However, yeah. However, so let me ask you a question. So that means he's not linking Kain to Yisrael, he's not making it to the Gzeir Shavah?
Well, that's the question.
Yeah,
the question. Yeah, he is, but Khan. It appears that he's not.
Good. So,
the same,
yeah,
he is, but
fine. We'll see if they
works.
Yeah.
He just holds
differently. So we're saying Mamadashach. Right. So we don't understand. Like, what's with you? We don't understand which way you go. E gamer gzeir shava. What does the Gemara say? If he learns gzeir shava of peya peya and he links kaya to Yisrael, libay isday. He should hold. You should need a razor like the Tanakama. If you're holding this link we made, we compared kaya to Yisrael or one thing. We said it has to be the derech. And you have to destroy.
And what's the derech to destroy?
Only the razor. Right. So you should need only a razor, like the Tana Kama. Eloi gam gzeir shava. If he's not learning the gzeir shava, if he's not linking up the kayam tisrael, so we're asking that by a kayin, misparayim nami loy. By a kayin, you shouldn't even be able to use scissors. Because if you just read the pasuk by a kayin, that's what everyone says. If you just read the pasuk of a kayin, what is it saying in the pasuk of the kayin?
Don't shave.
Doesn't
have that, he doesn't have destroyed to deal with.
So which means, so it should be, don't shave, even with scissors. Right. It should be Aster. Even with scissors. If you only have the Pasuk of Kayin, it says, don't shave it off. It sounds like, period, even with scissors. You don't have to actually destroy it. It's Aster, even with scissors. Right? Everything is Aster.
It doesn't deal with
scissors. And what's the problem? And obviously we understand that that's not a Shita. Obviously, the Gemara understands that that's not a shita. He holds, but we're here also, it's not a scissors is not a problem. So, what does the Gemara answer? Va'olam really gamer gzeir shava. He does use the gzeir shava, and he does link the pasuk kahanim to Yisrael, right? And therefore, kain scissors is not a problem because he also holds a leis ashlus. So where do you switch? Because Sari held Hani Nami Gilu Achavdi. These also are considered the Derech to shave. So what did we say earlier? We said you need two things. You need to be the Derech. Like Al Khan told me, has to be the Derech, right? And also has to have to destroy. So Tanakamal, what's the Derech? Eraser is the Derech. And also destroys. So what is really Yadrach? He said no. Tweezers are also the Derech. So therefore, I have both conditions. It's the Derech. And it destroys. So that's why he holds a malach with me. We thought maybe for a minute he didn't hold the Xer Shal. We thought he holds, we don't care about by a kind, you don't care, meaning we thought maybe he doesn't care about destroying, he's not connecting them.
If so, we would have had to have his
prime. Yeah, so,
if so then was, he's talking about razor, tweezers, plane, and scissors.
Not that, and the wise question, was saying.
Because it's a
shidduch,
it's a lot of
things. I know the article called Malachat Rehitni, they call it a plane. I don't know why they call it, they say.
Yeah, that's what I don't understand.
Fine, for whatever reason, they call it, they got it from somewhere, I'm sure. They basically, it's different tweezers, they call it a tweezers and a plane, but basically, what's coming out is that Reb Eliezer holds that this is a derech. Since it's the derech to do it with tweezers, it's interesting, he holds the derech to sit there, tweezy it. Maybe you're not going to shave your whole beard, maybe you have a few hairs, you'll pull a few hairs out with the tweezers. So therefore, it does fit the two conditions that it's a derech and that it's a derech and it's also
destroying.
So but let's see.
That about a plane also, a plane.
That's what the article learned. Article learned Rehitni is like a plane.
Yeah. So he would say the same thing. What about scissors?
Scissors, no. Scissors for sure. Scissors is not destroying.
For sure,
not. It's not a problem. It's not destroying.
Wood tools. It's not detailed.
Rabbi Eliezer holds it is. Rabbi Eliezer holds it is.
He said, because
that's a Rehitni. Because he said Malachat very Rehitni. They're learning Malachat is and destroys. Anything that is the Derech and it destroys, then it's good. The whole question is, what's the Derech? The Tanakh will hold. You don't sit there with a tweezer and with a plane. The only other holding it is the Derech. It could be they lived in different places. Sometimes it depends on the Derech of the way you live. But as I say, that's the Gemara saying. So of course, he does hold the Xer Shava, and he does hold. You need both conditions because we compare Kain and Yisrael. So you need it to be the Derech and to destroy. However, he holds the Derech. Tweezers is the Derech. Let's see Rashi, Rivan. The first wide line. We said Omanashach. Igam Xer Shava. If he learns the Xer Shava, Hahi Xer Shava. This Xer Shava. The Peya Kamar. Masechet Kedushin, it comes from Masechet Kedushin that we lined up the Kain in Yisrael, which says you need two conditions, you need to be the Derech and you need to destroy. That's what I mean, Ole. So we said, then fine. But we said, if he doesn't hold the Xer Shava, then how does he know that Masechet Kedushin, where does he know that a Kain is allowed to shave with scissors? The Mutalaglach Ben, the Leika Asar. El Malak of Rehitni Shesh Banas Chasa. Maybe it's only Asr. The Malak of Rehitni Shesh, meaning Rabbi Eliezer never told me scissors is Asr. Meaning, the Gemara said, according to Rabbi Eliezer, if you not can't match up the Psukim, so buy a Kayin, the only Isr should be, as long as it's the Derech, and even with scissors should be Asr. And what's how do we know it doesn't hold like that?
He didn't bring it.
How do we know, that's what Rivan's saying, how do we know he holds scissors as Mutter? He didn't say, he only said Malak of Rehitni as Asr. So Gemara says, no, these are also giluach avdi. Hashchas and I say giluach. Kloimar, giluach mikri. It's called that you're shaving. The derech legalech, but he's saying that it's yes, the derech to shave with. So I guess Tanakama holds, everyone holding this of the Xer Shava. So the question, what's the derech? Tanakama holds that it's a derech only to do it with a razor. Therefore, you only chai with a razor, something that's a derech and destroys. Rabbi Eliezer holds, no. Even a black rehitni is the derech. So therefore, you'll be chai there since it's the derech, and it destroys the beard. This or there, also you'll be chai.
Because he didn't bring scissors, we know that he had to be holding the gezer shava. Since he didn't bring scissors, he had to be holding the gezer shava. We just had to add to the gezer shava.
We should understand clear what he was doing.
It's
the same Xer Shava, just where he was different. Nachon, it's the same Xer Shava, just he's holding just in the reality, was the Derech.
Right. So because he didn't bring scissors, that's how we know he was holding the Xer Shava.
Yes, that's what the Rebbe said. That's what the Rebbe says. What the Rebbe says, he says right there, he says, if you look at the second white line, he says, the mutter l'glef, and it's mutter, we know for sure, but the mutter, why? The loika aser, he didn't make it aser. Elam lach v'hidni, shesh penas lach, only lach v'hidni, because they destroy. Mashra scissors, would be mutter. That's what it says, so it would be mutter. Fine. Shkech, baruch shasar, Rabbi said, tomorrow is Super Wednesday.
Chavetz Chaim, 5 minutes.
Chavetz Chaim, now Ezra, Rabbi said, tomorrow is Wednesday. We do chazara on what we learned. What we've been learning for the past over the past week.
Starting where?
Starting from wherever you started from. Usually from we start from whatever, from the last class. It's a review day. And there's also a review sheet. We have review sheets also. So
review sheet to come into last week.
It's to try to do the review sheet inside and also try to review inside with the Rivans. Yeah, Super Wednesday to do.
There's
no, I don't give a share tomorrow. Usually Rav Nasan Maimon speaks on Wednesday. This week he's not here. But usually Rav Nasan speaks either way, not gonna share. It's a Chazara day. Do your chazar inside. You can go back as far back as you want. Do chazar. It's a review sheet to keep you busy, and inside also. Fine.
It's also Yom
Kippur Katan. Fine. Let's see. Yishmir Zalasher. Whoever wants to stay, it's free. The Hine. Hashem is fighting.
You're chapter 3.
No, chapter 2.
Chapter 2.
We're in the middle of chapter 2. It takes a few days. Today, tomorrow, another few days. Tehine, the whole. When a person looks a little bit, Tehine, Kashen is fighting rak ma'at be'in hanayrazeh. If someone looks a little bit into this awesome thing, this awesome aveira of Lashon Hara, Nabin miyad al yidei zeh, a person will understand immediately, Masha Kadosh Baruch Hu, makbir kol kach, why Hashem is so makbir, he cares so much about this aveira. Oven zeh yisim yikol avaynes. This Aveir of Lashon Hara is worse than all the other Aveirs. And what happens? Acha'ainu reitzel l'shtata klal abar Lashon Hara. L'shtata is mitzvah. Here's scary. Hashem doesn't want to help the person to get out of his problems, if a person who speaks Lashon Hara. Hashem doesn't want to help him. Like I read the Shemitz Tefrila, the Zerah Kadosh Parsha Shlach, right? Zerah Kadosh Parsha Shlach, which was the Parsha of the Meraglim, speaks a lot about the evils of Lashon Hara. So that's the Parsha of the Meraglim, which was Lashon Hara, the spy spoke Lashon Hara. What does it say of that? Amar Shimon. Al kol lamachal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kodesh Baruch Hu. And everything Hashem gives l'chila, Hashem forgives, var except min lishon habishta from Lashon Hara. That's scary. Hashem is willing to forgive us on everything, besides for Lashon Hara. The Yadua, what's the pshat? So Chavetz Chaim explains. The Ava Hakadosh Baruch Hu La'am Yisrael Hu Av Ma'ir. The Ava Hashem has to Klal Yisrael is very great. Im Etzlo B'mchinas Ben Yaker. We are a precious child. The Yelit Shashuim, delightful child. Hashem loves us. He uses all kinds of terms. How Hashem loves us. Kama Shomer Akasta, like the pasuk says, Habein Yaker Li Ephraim, my son, that's my precious son Ephraim. Im Yelit Shashuim, right? If he's a child of delight, the great. Let's say a person has a son who he loves. Let's say a father sees his son. He's not acting properly. He's not going in the straight line. So what do? Aval pikein, still and all. He covers it over. Since you like your son, he does a little thing, one little here, you ignore it, you let it go. You're not going to stop on every little thing. So you love him, you're not going to press him on everything. Sometimes you give him something, you give him a little bit, you hit him a little bit. You do it with compassion. Because he's your son, you love him. He's trying to get him to the straight line. Sometimes you knock him around a little bit just with compassion, with love. However, let's say people start complaining to you about your son. They come and tell you, one time, two times, you're getting constant bad reports about your son. You say your son's fighting with everybody for no reason, and he's starting up. He's embarrassing people, and he's bothering older people, and he has chutzpah. Then you get upset. Maybe I saw him do things wrong. Fine, let it go. If people keep on telling me your son's doing things wrong, then you get upset at him. A father gets very upset. Embarrass him, or is it? Who caused you to be so upset at your son? What is the thing that he did wrong? If you would see him do it, it wouldn't be so bad. So why are you getting so upset at him? Because of the misafra, because someone else told you about it. That's why you're so upset. If you see yourself, you let it go. Because someone else told you about it, that's why you're so upset at him. Kein adavar binyaneinu. It's the same thing. Kadosh Baruch Hu mirav avo shu eretz Yisrael. Hashem, since He loves Klal Yisrael so much, af even shu yodea ba'atzma, He knows Himself. Kol ma'asha nasa v'seiser v'kali. Hashem knows everything we do. It's hidden. It's revealed. Hashem knows everything we do. Question: because like the pasuk says, Yisaser ish from his right. The pasuk says, Yisaser ish mistar v'anilayr enu nu Hashem. You think a man could hide? I'm not going to see him. Afal pika in still and all. Well, you're ba'atzma aleim lasis ra. Hashem's not going to do bad for him. Hashem is saying, you know, I'll wait for him to do tshuva. I'll wait for him. But Shikos, like it says, vayhibit avim yach. Hashem doesn't concentrate on the iniquity that the Klal Yisrael does. He doesn't zoom in on the bad that we do. Kaperish Rashi, Shem, like Rashi explained it. Okay, however, in Yavei la Makatre, what happens when the Makatre comes? We said, what happens when we speak Lashon Hara? We cause the prosecutors to come tell Hashem we do bad. Now it's the prosecutors coming. The sabbath meaning is that they tell him what's happening. Kaviyachol, so to speak, who mukrach lahashva al shum tshuva. He's forced, so to speak, the way he set up the system to do something about it. That's why he set up the system. He set up the system that there's allowed to be prosecutors. So therefore, in a way, he's forced to act on it. Because then the evil side is going to say, a regular king, if you complain to him, he takes care of the situation. You also have to take care of the situation. Kikain yisa makshul. This is where Hashem found it. She'in yadav shal adam, that the going on of a person, you misnagim al piyam alisa mosinim. Hashem made the world that different things will happen to us because of the prosecutors. Hashem lets them prosecute. Hashem makes the system. He wants chayva einish, He lets them. So reality is, once they're going to come and prosecute, Hashem made the system, He's going to have to listen to them. And therefore, Hashem is going to listen. That's how we understand why this avera is so bad. Why is avera lashon hara so bad? Because this avera is what's causing the person to go snitch on us. So you're the person who's causing the Yitzhahara to prosecute the prosecutor. Hashem doesn't like the prosecutor. But you person speaking Lashon Hara are causing him to prosecute. So you're the one who's making Hashem upset. Which means these people's affairs won't make Hashem so upset. He can look it over. He can overlook it. But by you speaking Lashon Hara, you're forcing Hashem to act with me this Adin and not have patience and not be able to wait on it. So therefore Hashem gets very upset at you. Besides being upset that he's going to be upset at punishing people for the affairs, He's upset at you because you're behind the Yitzhahara. You're working for the Yitzhahara. So if you speak Lashon Hara, you're the power behind the Yitzhahara. You're the power behind the instigator. Therefore, Hashem says, you, I can't forgive you. You're making me upset. I can't forgive you on any of theirs. Hashem should help us. That's Hashem. Not speaking Lashon Hara. So tomorrow, I come with you in Chazara.
And that was chapter 2.
It's the middle. Chapter 2 is many.